Hello, good morning, Instagram. Just thought I'd record a video to explain some very important things when it comes to Q4 and e-commerce and marketing in general. As you know, that Q4 is very important to all types of businesses. You know, not just e-commerce, but we're talking here about e-commerce as it's one of our topics, and that's what we talk about. See, when it comes to Q4, it's not just about finding that product or whatever you're selling. It's also what's happening behind the scenes, and that's from building automations and systems in place to make things easier for you when it gets to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. As you know, that's the best time to make a lot of money. I don't know if for those of you who have been following me for a very long time, you see that every Black Friday I share with you guys how much money is being made, and that's just for Shopify and, you know, other platforms out there. But last year, as you can see, me personally, I've made a lot of money, and you can tell if you go back to one of my videos I've shared with you from last year. But also, I think last year it was over $4 billion that was made through Shopify only, and that's quite a lot of money when it comes to e-commerce and Facebook ads. And you just have to build systems, build automation and systems in place, put everything in place, because the back end is very important. Not just the product. Yeah, of course you need a product, because you have to remember these three things, and they are product, people and processes, the three P's. Okay, it's very important to understand these three things, the three P's as I call them: product, people and processes. And you have to have a process. But look, what happens now with e-commerce, especially with dropshipping, you acquire that one customer and you think that's it. But you have to think long term when it comes to acquiring a customer. How much is that customer worth to you in the long term, in the long run? Like, once that customer buys that one product from you, is he coming back to buy more? Or is it just a one-off? Because if it's a one-off product, then that's not a good business model, because you want to build that very, very good relationship with your customers. And by doing that, you have to provide the best customer service. Well, a good product, of course, a product that the customers want, you know, and also a very good customer service. You have to be out there. If you're already scaling your business, then you must have a VA, at least have a virtual assistant, or have a team around you, you know, to scale to seven figures or more. You have to have a team around you, you know. You don't have to have a huge team, but you can just have maybe one or two that can help you, one that can fulfill your orders and the other one that can you know, reply to your customers' emails and messages on Instagram and Facebook. You have to be quick, you know. You can use platforms like Upwork and Fiverr and stuff like that and find the right people for you to join the team, you know. But you have to be really, really quick when it comes to customer service, because now you're competing with Amazon, because with a click of a button you can order a product and it can be at your doorstep by the end of the day. And remember, everyone now is, you know, buying stuff from Amazon, and you want to get a piece of the pie. Have a really good customer service in place, and the shipping times. There are ways that I share with my one-on-one on my one-on-one mentorship program, that I teach people how to find the best suppliers and the shipping times. And remember, with me, yes, I still do a lot of drop shipping, but for me, it's all about building those mini brands, as I call them. Have a brand, have a dropshipping store that doesn't look like a dropshipping, typical dropshipping, but a proper store, proper like branded e-commerce store. And then what I do is, then I get it and I get my suppliers to ship my products to warehouses in, let's say, in the United States or in Canada, for example, yeah? That's how I do it. Or in Europe as well and in the Middle East, to make the shipping times a bit faster and a bit, you know, quicker. Because that's what you really, really need. You want your customers to receive their products no more than 10 days. Because no more than 10 days, you know? The maximum, you know, like now we've got warehouses in the United States and Canada, yeah? And the average time for a customer to receive their orders is 3 days. It's like here in the UK as well, you know? That's with second class or first class, it obviously is gonna be 2 days max, but with the second class, it's gonna take about 3 days, 4 days. And that's how it works. That's how we actually do it. So we have our warehouses in the United States and we have warehouses in Canada as well, and also in across Europe, in Czech Republic and other parts of Europe, just to make the shipping times a bit quicker and a bit faster, because that's what you really rely on. And let me go back to automations and systems. You know, when you build automation, like, you have to have automation in place, you know, systems, the back end is more important, because this is the right time for you. For throughout the year, what you normally do is you collect customers' email addresses and phone numbers. It's very important. There is ways that you can do that, because especially now in Europe, there are, you know, rules that you have to follow. You can't just, you know, bombard people with messages, text messages. You know, you can't do that. You have to follow the rules and regulations of each country you're in. But in Europe, it's becoming more complex, but there is ways around it as well. So you can send customers text messages. They sign up for that and then they agree to receive your text messages. So you have to build a huge email list, and now there is a SMS marketing as well, which I really, really like. There are certain apps out there that I use. So this is all the back end. This is what's happening in the back end that a lot of people don't see. It's not about just finding that product, going to Facebook, advertising it, then making that sale and then move on to the next customer. That's not how it works. That's not a real business. You have to have a customer that's going to buy from you again and again and again. You know, that's by, again, offering a great customer experience, a great product, you know, and following up with your customers. That's very, very important. That's huge. Don't just get that one customer and be, okay, let's move on to the next, because you have to build that data on Facebook as well. And remember that Facebook will penalize you if your customer feedback is bad. If it goes below 1.2, there's a big chance that your ad account is going to get disabled or get penalized for 4 to 6 weeks, and you don't want that in this period. In the Q4, you have to make sure that all your customers are receiving their products on time and the customer feedback is great. That's the best way to maintain that good Facebook ad account. Because, oh god, you know how many people that I've been receiving a lot of emails that, oh, you know, my Facebook ad account has been disabled and stuff like that. But I've got like a really, really good template that you can send out to Facebook team to get your Facebook account back. But that's if it's below 1.2. If it's under that, then no chance. That means that your Facebook ad account is completely gone. That's it, done. It happened to me a few years back. This is before Facebook introduced Facebook customer feedback score. So you have to understand these things. It's very important. Don't just chase the money. Don't just think about getting that one customer. Think long term. Business is about long term. We're talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years. Not just, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 months. Remember, it takes time to make profit as well. You don't just, you know, expect profit just like that. This is a business. It's a real business that we do here, okay? So listen, if you're interested in what's happening in the back end of my Shopify store and my Facebook ads, and just hit me up. I've got a one-on-one mentorship program and I've only got a few spots. This is the Q4. This is the right time for you to be making that money. And also I've got that Instagram close friends group that I share a lot of knowledge out there. You can, you know, that's going to help you as well if you're only just starting or you want to get, you know, a glimpse of what I do behind the scenes on a day-to-day basis. and that's only $19.99 for now, and it's gonna go up by the end of the day. You've got until the end of the day to join my Facebook close friends group. By the end of the day, the price is going to go back up, okay? So just hit me up on the DM or send me an email, and let's see what we can do for your business. Let's see if we can scale it, or, you know, just finding you the right audience for your Facebook ads, etc. Just hit me up. And with that said, I'll wish you guys a very happy Sunday, and I will speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.